to Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.
Roger, JP Show, 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025 are the phone numbers. Of course, you can follow us on social at Roger and JP on Instagram and X. And what one did I mention? Facebook. That's right. That's the other one.
Go ahead. Your name is more important. Your name is first on the bumper sticker. Right.
I was going to say, we don't have bumper stickers anymore.
Well, true.
That's sad.
True.
Yeah, it's a bygone era. I saw something today I haven't seen yet, and I'm like, all right, are we getting into a panicky mode with the whole eclipse thing? There's a woman who went through the last eclipse, 2017. It was just a partial eclipse.
Oh, yeah?
So she went to a park with her daughter, and they got a great viewing spot, had glasses on, and they're standing like in this kind of remote area on a rock, and there's no people around them. It's just like a rocky outcropping in this park or whatever. And while they're watching the whole thing, she says she started feeling dizzy and took a nasty spill. It was like, she said it was something like, because of the eclipse, you got light, you got dark, and she said it was something about having the glasses on, and with the, both the light and the dark, she said something not like, what is it when you get vertigo?
Vertigo, yeah.
Not like vertigo, but she said the light and the dark at once. She remembers thinking, is this what it's like to take LSD and stare at the sun?
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. I saw that headline. I'm like, yeah, it couldn't be the drugs you were on.
Right. Well, she was with her daughter. She wasn't on drugs, but she's saying like maybe she took them in the past, which is why she thought it. Well, then she would know. But it's like she has they're really like almost like a little out of body thing. And she said other people, she looked around, other people around in the park, she's like, they looked shocked and weird and stuff. And people told her she looked pale, she was dizzy. And she said it was like what she figures a zombie-like experience would be. And she said, I started tripping. But I think she meant literally tripping. And then fell on her face, and she cut her face, and she got a big scar on her knee. And she's like, open to the bone type. She's like, I'm just saying. She goes, I will never effing look at an eclipse again, ever. I tell all my friends and family my story. She goes, it scared off some people. She goes, I will never look at another one. She goes, she still has dry eye syndrome.
Oh, come on.
And a blurriness. And that what happened was the potential eye damage they talk about, it is pretty rare. You had mentioned that the other day, and you're right. It's pretty rare. But if you do look just too long with glasses that don't work, you get the shape of the crest of the sun, like if it looks like a crescent.
Okay.
You get that shape on your retinas, and it's a gray spot that ends up in your eyes. I never heard that before.
Glasses that don't work. My pizzeria that we order from
those
all the
don't
time,
work.
They were handing out.
Right.
They were giving free glasses.
Yeah.
With the purchase of like with a delivery order, and if you wanted to buy glasses, right. They were like $6.75 or 2 for $10.
Right.
On top of that.
Right.
So I mean, what glasses are we talking about? Are we talking about 3D movie glasses?
No, that's definitely mine not. Definitely not.
Well, that's what not. Yours are.
Yeah,
or they look like
my wife
3D
ordered. Yeah, they look like 3D glasses.
They look like.
But
it,
you
right.
put them on, and you cannot. I couldn't see right. through it at all.
Because I think you got the good ones.
I
really
what's
do.
Weird is that. Same. It's the flimsy, it's what is that? Clearly it's whatever the film is. You know what I mean? The little flimsy cardboard crap
right.
is just pointless. It's what is that made of? What is that material?
Right. So you can have $300 sunglasses
yeah.
that block out everything under the sun, right? But those $300 sunglasses, they don't work. But these
yeah.
$2.50 things that my pizzeria is giving us, that should
little
be fine.
Thin square right. of whatever it is.
Well, the right glasses say ISO, whatever.
Are these?
I
wonder.
You hardly can see through them. That's true.
I wonder if they're the same as the glasses they would give you in a tanning salon.
Oh, I don't know.
Have you ever gone tanning?
Nah.
Never, Brett?
No.
No? Monica? You don't have to.
Suckers.
She naturally tans every day.
You don't have to.
I am a tanning booth, damn it.
Yeah. She's naturally a tanning salon.
They do. They give you these little glasses that are like tinted right, you can always like right in the middle, like mm-hmm. you have no peripheral.
Mm.
It's got to be the same thing.
Then why is this? Why don't we have access to them? Like, why are they so?
Because there's no need for them.
But I'm saying, can someone use the tanning glasses?
I'm sure they can. I'm sure they can.
Glasses?
Try it out.
I'm sure they can.
I thought you had those like bubble, almost like swimmer's glasses, but they're rubber.
They are.
I thought they totally covered your eyes. They don't.
No,
there's
you have
like a little hole.
You have a little hole, so you can see out. You're not blinded in there.
Yeah, I just thought it covered everything, and you could just lay there with your eyes closed and nothing going through your eyelids, and you'd be all right.
I thought they'd give you a little heart sticker to put on your butt so you can see how tan you got.
Right? That makes sense.
Don't they? That's
I
remember.
A little Playboy bunny?
Yeah, or something. Yeah, like a little sticker. Yeah, right? Yeah.
And then, I don't remember that at all.
That would work.
Make sure you know that you work, you know, that you actually got tan.
Right above your cooch? Right? A little Playboy bunny? Right?
Right near your BH.
They should have more than that. Just a little heart. It should be like a do not enter thing would be cool. You put that on there and it spells the words out on your butt.
What can I write on my... Why don't I just do that? What can I write on myself for...
Why not?
When I get tan. I'm going to do... April is the get tan month, so... So that when by the time May comes around and, you know, everybody, right, it starts happening,
then good.
I'm already tan, yeah.
Joe is on live one. Hey, man.
Good afternoon, all. How are you?
Good, Joe.
Great. How are you?
Good. I started to lose my concentration. Jojo, my God, her voice is sexy.
Wow.
You don't even know the half.
Yeah, she's in the wrong business. Well, she's in the right business, but she should be talking filthy for a living is what she should be doing.
Poor Jojo.
Anyway, I was at Home Depot the other day, and they've got a boatload of those glasses that look like the, you know, the 3D ones when you were a kid, and they're like $5 a piece. And I bought them the last time that the eclipse was there, and I still have them. So I was there yesterday. They got a ton of them.
Yeah, that's the thing. You're not going to need it too often. Every few years or whatever, there might be a partial, but or 7 years, yeah, whatever the number is. But yeah, those glasses you can get online at like 10 for $2.99 as well. You know, that kind of thing. But just make sure they're, like, real. Otherwise, you're paying money for something that isn't going to protect you at all. So, you know.
All right, guys. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Joe.
Take care, man.
Kevin's online, too. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, guys. Just calling in also about those glasses. I just saw a news report that there's supposed to be a little symbol on the side of their cardboard on the side. Mm-hmm. It tells you that they're certified real glasses. Kind of like how you... You know, can buy real San Marzano tomatoes or real Parmesan, like right, there's a little symbol that's on it.
That's great.
Same idea.
It doesn't say product of Italy, but on the glasses, but it probably says ISO. I think that's the one because ours has a circle with ISO in it. That might be the symbol.
I think that's correct.
Okay.
So you can have all those great glasses, like a Costa Del Mars or some Maui gyms, and they're not going to work?
Nope. Not made for eclipses. No.
Apparently not.
We're about to find out.
Well, don't try it. I mean, don't try it.
I ain't afraid of no sun.
It is rare. It can't happen, but they did say it is rare. Because most people, you can't stand to stare at it long enough. You really can't. You're going to look away.
I care about this eclipse about as much as Brett does the Olympics.
Yeah. Boy, that's not a lot.
It's not a lot.
That's almost nothing.
It's not a lot. I know. It is.
I just
Only thing different is people aren't saying, hey, man, you're not American. That's right. All they have to say. You don't like America. That's the only thing different.
I know. I don't know why. My wife's school, so listen to this one. They have snow days built in, right? And if they don't use their snow days, they have 3 days. So they were adding two on to Memorial Day because we didn't get any this year. So now the Memorial Day weekend has become I think it's Thursday, Friday, Monday, Tuesday. Now they have off.
Well, why don't
for
we
Memorial
just not?
Day.
Why do they have to use them at all? They're there for emergencies, and then you don't have to use them if you don't use them.
But right. Well, no, because now they only have to go to school X amount of days, and the teachers' union is not teaching an hour more than the X amount of days.
That's why.
So they add those in there, and then, you know, if you don't use them, then they'll add on to vacations. Like they have the spring break coming up in a couple of weeks. They were putting 1 day there, and the other 2 days around Memorial Day weekend. Well, a bunch of students decided to show up at the school board meeting last week. School board, to students, I've been to a school board meeting in my life.
Oh, they're kind of cool.
The only students that are really usually there are students who are receiving an award at the school board meeting for whatever reason. And, you know, their parents. These kids went in there and started lobbying hard to have, instead of taking of the day, adding a day to their spring break, having off this coming Monday for the eclipse. And the school board gave it to them.
Okay.
That's my thought. They were getting the day anyway. So instead of adding it to a week that they already have and giving them like an extra Monday or an extra Friday, they were asking to have it moved to this week so they can experience the eclipse. Meanwhile, their school ends before the eclipse would even start.
So then they don't need the day off.
They went and fought for. Monica, I think you're missing the part that they're getting this day one way or another. It's whether they're going to use it on April 8th?
They wasted it.
Or would... Well, no, you're not getting it.
I am. They wasted it. If they were going to be out of school anyway, and they lobbied and went through all that energy, and then they got
No, they weren't going to be out of school anyway. They weren't going to be out... So, they have their spring break in a week, right? And it's Monday through Friday. The extra snow day was going to go on the Friday before. And they're saying they fought to have, instead of having it the Friday before and extending their week, they fought to have it this coming Monday so they can, for the thing, for the eclipse.
Yeah.
And I'm saying to myself, you guys set a bad precedent here, letting these kids think their opinion matters.
True. Well,
you know, I'm with you, Monica. It's like, okay, like what is with this?
You don't get to, you don't get,
but they won. They won. I couldn't believe they won. They won. Kids never win anything when it comes to school, ever. We tried to get a boys volleyball team. They were like, get out of my office.
See, that was back when. And you nailed it, JP.
So true.
You don't get an opinion here. You're a kid. You do what we tell you and just shut up about it. You're already getting all this time and extra and all that. You get what you get, and you don't get, you can complain, and you can come here and lobby and all of that, but we're not, it doesn't mean you'd get it. It just,
I know.
Sit down and shut up, Brad.
Trust me. I know. I was shocked and chagrined.
Sit down and shut up.
Because now these kids are going to show up to every friggin' meeting.
Yeah, 100.
Trying to get, you know,
but
whatever
it
is that
then.
What they want. Oh, exactly.
I'm going to kill you.
Exactly. And that's my wife's school district. It's not the one my kids are in. My kids have school. They added it to the week.
It's not
my
fair.
My son's school is doing, they're getting out an hour early. So they're getting out at like 1:40 instead of 2:40.
So one of my buddy is the superintendent of my kid's school district. Mm-hmm. And he said that it's like, listen, no, we're not, nothing. He goes, the only thing that's going to happen
don't
is
even ask.
The elementary school, which is the last kid, which are the last kids to go home, they're getting held an extra 10 minutes so they don't have any issues staring up at the sun and getting sued for something stupid. But everybody else, after, you know, beginning at 2 o'clock, all activities that would have been outdoor, whether you had an outdoor gym class or recess, depending on the school, starting at 2 p.m., everything's inside. And I'm like, there's not that much stuff there. He didn't really have to go out on a limb. But he wasn't, like, he came in there and shut it down. He was like, not on my watch.
But everything inside makes sense.
Yeah, of course.
Because otherwise he's responsible if kids look too long and they get damaged their eyes, they have headaches, they're dizzy.
Right.
Now it's on him.
And the Yankees finally did the right thing, and that 2 o'clock game... For Monday,
finally.
They moved it to 6 o'clock.
Oh, get out.
So that thing where they said, stay inside, everybody leave early, everybody stay home, that thing where they said, hey, everybody, come to the stadium. And
at
2 o'clock at the height and not look at the sky. Like, what do the outfielders do? What does anybody with a pop-up do?
Fly
you got to look to the sky.
Yeah, that's right.
And how did nobody think about this?
And didn't they do a promotion around it? Like, weren't they giving out Eclipse t-shirts or something?
Which they'll still do, and that's fine. It's on the day of. But why would you have it? Everybody stay inside.
So stupid.
Come early, stay late, don't look at the sky. Come on down to Yankee Stadium.
And look for the fly ball in the sky.
Where we're outside all day at the height.
Nobody does an eclipse like the New York Yankees.
The outfielders.
Oh, we lost it in the sun. His eyes are bleeding.
As well as his vision. A $280 million outfielder is gone for life.
No, they get to wear eclipse glasses the whole entire game.
Right.
Absolutely.
Goodness gracious.
They can't see anything. The baseball is hitting him in the gut. They don't even know it's there.
It'd be fun to watch.
Craig, I cannot make this stuff up.
And Marty on line 3. Go ahead, buddy.
Hey, guys. You can watch that eclipse using a welding helmet or just a welding lens.
Oh, a welding helmet.
That's what I was going to do with it.
Okay. Right.
So all we need is a welding helmet. That's what you're saying.
But it's the same
stuff.
Well,
you can use just you can just get the lens. You can go like Harbor Freight or Lowe's or something like that and just get just the lens.
That's professional right there.
I like it.
Yeah, really? It's only a few bucks? That's pretty good.
And you can use that, just the lens.
Thank you.
I'm gonna strap it to my face somehow.
Maybe
I guess you hold it up.
Just wanted to put that out there.
You got it.
That's pretty cool, though.
Thank you, Marty.
Same material, right? Same stuff is all you
I guess.
Need. You don't need the cardboard hook behind the ear thing. You have hand. You can hold a almost like sunglasses, like a rectangle shape of that stuff.
Like a guy with a monocle, a giant monocle. You just hold it in front of your eyes.
Oh, I love it. I want an eclipse monocle. That would be so cool.
You need two.
No, right, but it's Roger one JP. That goes all the way across.
Hmm.
A dual pole.
I don't know why I just had this weird thought to warn you not to bring your areolas out during an eclipse.
Oh, will they burn? I don't know. Will they?
You're going to find out.
I would think so. That would be horrible.
Give it a shot.
Can they look at the sun directly with their own selves?
Right. I have a, when we come back, you know how in this video, like the faces start melting and everything?
Yes.
I got a kind of, I find it to be a funny story. You guys probably won't because you have souls. But that kind of goes along with the story. I'll tell you about it next.
Well, Roger, JP on the bone. Be right back.
Look at those areolas.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.